Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope, your host Shane. And today we're going to be talking about hard things, fun things, challenging things, a lot of great insight. Buckle your seatbelt, enjoy the ride. Let's go.
Welcome to the Sprinkled with Hope podcast.
Welcome to Sprinkle with Hope, your host, Shane. We have an amazing guest tonight, sitting right in front of you, the other co-host, Jason.
Yeah.
Welcome, Jason. We thought this would be fun to connect with our audience. You know, we really think that's important to connect with you. And so we wanted to bring this guest to you, and Jason has offered to be the guest tonight. So I'm going to ask him some really hard questions.
Yeah.
He's going to give some amazing answers. But really all it is about connecting with you guys. So settle in and enjoy. Our listeners know a lot about you, Jason, but let's give them something that they don't know about you. So why don't you tell them something that they may not know about you?
Well, some of my listeners may not know that that I grew, or I was at least born, in Southern California. I lived there till I was five, and then, you know, our parents moved up to Santa Quinn, of all places, tiny little town in Utah. And yeah, I kind of grew up around a hardware store when I was a kid, because my dad owned a hardware store, and we kind of worked there as some labor and help. And so I was driving forklift when I was just, I don't know, probably seven or something like that. I remember driving forklift around, moving plywood and stuff. So, yeah, it was at least up until that point, was a pretty good childhood. So yeah, that's probably what most people wouldn't really know about me, unless you're really close to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. There is a lot of Southern California still in our blood, right?
Yes, there is.
So what really made you interested in starting a podcast? What was there something that pushed you over the edge to get to decide to do this?
Well, you know, like I've been wanting to help people for a long time, just because this one thing that I learned that I loved doing was helping people. And over the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of personal growth and personal study on my own self, and, you know, doing some work for me and getting myself in a better position. And so I had been listening to a bunch of podcasts, and I just had this idea one day. I was like, I need to start a podcast, and how would I do it? And your name instantly popped in my head. And so I just knew that that was the route that we needed to go. And so it wasn't something that I like had been dreaming about for years and months. And no, it was pretty, pretty quick from the time I told you till the time we actually recorded that very first episode.
Yeah. You know, you and I talk a lot about taking action, and that's what came to mind when you said that you had this idea and you presented it, and we just ran with it. We immediately started with the action, and we've seen some great things happen. So what is the dream? What's the dream of this?
Oh, that's probably the best question, really, is what the dream of this is. And for me, the dream is to stand in front of 40,000 people, get them motivated and fired up, and so you can really feel the raw energy in the room. And I just want it to be, you know, amped up with music and fun and entertainment, and you and I standing on stage together. That to me would be the most amazing dream ever. And, yeah. And so, you know, take out all the money and all the other stuff. That's not what I'm worried about. I want to be helping people And helping that many people would just be amazing. So that's my ultimate dream, is to literally stand there in front of 40,000 people screaming, yelling, and just having a great time, you know, where you can really feel that energy in the room.
Yeah. So you're standing in front of the 40,000 people, and how are you feeling? What's going through your body?
Oh, it's just energy, just energized. You can almost feel it and taste it, because there's so much energy in my body. And you know, the crazy thing is I've seen this vision in my head, and I've had this idea of what it looks like and what it's going to feel like. And you and I have talked about that, in that you have to be able to see that in your mind's eye to be able to get it. And I won't let go of that vision, that law of attraction. That's the thing I'm going to attract into my life. I know that one day we will be in front of 40,000 people. I can't tell you when that's going to happen, but I know without a shadow of doubt that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think it'll be tomorrow, but it will happen.
Right.
So again, let's picture you in front of the 40,000 people. You're standing there, and who are you focused on?
I'm focused on each person individually. That message that I'm sending is, I'm looking right at them. And so I'm spanning the room, you know, with my eyes, looking at each person, because even though there's 40,000 people in the room, and that's my vision, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose sight of each individual person in that room, just like I don't want to lose sight of each individual person that listens to this podcast. Because here's the reality is, everybody's important. Everybody has worth. And so everybody within the sound of my voice has worth. And so I don't want to, you know, have them feel worthless or whatever, because that's not true. It's just simply not true. Everybody has worth. And, you know, I want to be able to help provide the guidance, the strength, the encouragement, the motivation, the get over the fear. I want to provide those things to those people, whatever it is that their challenges are. I think that I've gone through all of those things in my life. And we could talk about those or not, but I've gone through a lot of those things. And so I know how difficult it can be to get through some of those things. And I've also seen it on the other side now. So.
Yeah. I love that answer. I love that you said you're focused on each one. That's what you and I, we talk about all the time, that it is about the one. That's our vision. So I'm really glad that you said that you didn't say, well, I'm looking at all 40,000 people. You are looking at each one individually. So you had mentioned something, that you've gone through hard things. So what is something that you feel like you can share to our listeners, that is something that you've gone through that's a really hard thing? And it could be, in some eyes, maybe a simple hard thing, but just something that you feel inclined to share that is hard that you've gone through.
So I'll share a couple of things. One, this is a little difficult to share, because it's really, really personal to me. And so when I was a teenager, you know, our dad wasn't really around very much. Mom wasn't really engaged with us very much. She was dealing with some depression and other issues that, you know, was causing her to have kind of a difficult time in her life. And so definitely not putting blame there. Right. You know, she was dealing with her own demons at the time. So I kind of felt a little lost in life at a time where I probably needed parental guidance the most. Mm-hmm. And so I fell in with some kids that weren't very good, and I started doing drugs and drinking alcohol, smoking, doing all these really terrible things. And it was difficult. I mean, I was in that, you know, in this ring of just some really bad people, some really bad places. It's probably the darkest time in my life, where I almost felt trapped, and You know, I wasn't really particularly close to much of my family at that time. You know, you guys were all married and had your own family starting. And so I was kind of feeling trapped. And I know that some of our listeners probably are in that same position, either now in different situations, but are feeling that trapped and they're stuck and they just can't go anywhere. And what got me over that, honestly, was my wife. And when I met her, me and her just created this bond that today can't be broken, because we got through some difficult situations and she helped me get over these this difficult time in my life. And for that, I'm so ever grateful to her. And really, there was other people along the way. I had some really great, you know, some people in my life that were older that I call kind of my second mom and dad, but they really helped provide some parental guidance to me when I just didn't have much. And, you know, just because mom was the way she was and dad was the way he was, and
yeah,
that's the cards I was dealt. And so I really tried to just move beyond it. And now I'm on the other side and I will never look back. I mean, the past is the past. I can't change it, but going through those difficult times has really made me who I am. Right. And I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have the ability to help people who really have had struggles and gone through difficult situations that they may feel like I'm trapped. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. And this is really hard.
Yeah.
How do I do this? And how you do it is you surround yourself with people who are loving no matter what you're going through, and that won't pass judgment. And that's the people I surrounded myself with: my family, my wife, you know, my second mom and dad, if you want to call them that. And so that's really what it was just surrounding myself with people that provided me that love without judgment.
That's awesome. That's really hard to talk about, but I think it's important to talk about these hard things so that we can connect with people who are listening, that every one of us is going to go through struggles and trials in life, and we can make it. We can make it. But you pointed on something that I want to point out, that you didn't do it alone, that you had other people that helped you through that. You know, I have to admit, I didn't know a lot of the struggles that you were going through at the time, because I wasn't really there. I was out living my life. And
right.
So I didn't see a lot of that struggle. But I can tell you for a fact that I still look up to you as a person that I admire, that went through these struggles and came out phenomenal. I look up to you and your wife very much. So I hope that the struggles that you just talked about and the feelings that I'm sharing now, that our listeners can feel that connection between us and feel that you did go through hard things, but you're turning it around and your life right now is helping other people. So is there something you want to share that your wife helped you see back then that maybe you're thinking, oh, this might have been the thing that really turned me around? Or,
well, so really what it came down to is me and my wife, we really turned our heads and our minds towards God and towards our Savior. And that was the redeeming quality that we found in each other. And whether you know, believe in some higher power or higher being or whatever, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the spiritualness of the growth. And so, you know, and that's kind of where my growth journey started, was right at that point when, you know, I was lost, but then, you know, you can say I was saved or I was found or whatever you want to call it. I turned away from those wicked things that I was doing, and you know, those terrible things that, and bad places. And I got rid of all the people in my life that were causing me all this trouble. And I, you know, I started focusing more on my family and being around you and our other siblings and being around my wife and her family and just being surrounding myself, like I was saying, with those people that can help lift us up, be a buoy when we're out in the sea. I kind of like to think of life as like an ocean. You know, some days there's no waves at all. And you and I have been on the ocean, so we know this, right? Like some days there's zero waves. It's like glass. And I've seen it with my own two eyes. But other days, it's like 40, 50 foot waves. And it's crazy. It's, you know, the worst place you want to be. So that's life. And you just have to learn to kind of ebb and flow with those as they come, because we know they're going to come. It doesn't matter whether we think we're the best person on the planet or the worst. Either way, those storms are still going to come. They're still going to hit us. And so it's just, how are we going to deal with it when it gets there?
Yeah. How are we going to learn how to ride the wave?
Yeah. Ride the wave. Yes.
Yeah. We love going to the beach. I wish there was a beach in Utah, but there's not.
Amen.
So this is going to be a really tough question.
Yeah.
We talked about a struggle that you went through, but tell us a time that might have been embarrassing or funny.
Well, I've had a lot of those, but and one we've shared on a previous podcast where I basically had to pee on my own hand.
Right.
But, you know, I think there's been other embarrassing moments in my life where I just like to have fun. And so sometimes even those embarrassing moments is just being who I am in the middle of a party and, you know, just saying, hey, let's do this, guys. Let's have some fun. And I start dancing or I start singing. That's when it all goes downhill, you know. But I don't mind embarrassing myself if people are going to have fun. And so I have done that many times. In fact, if you remember back to our childhood, you used to DJ for me at parties in our basement.
Yep.
And we had super great times down there. And I would embarrass myself all the time. You know, I'd be the first one on the floor dancing or whatever. But that's like what I enjoy. I love music and, you know, so if music comes on, yeah, I'll karaoke. I'll embarrass myself. And I've karaoke'd in front of a lot of people, probably a room full of about 100 people. And so that was definitely embarrassing, but hey.
Yeah, music doesn't really go in our family that much.
Yeah, not so much.
Start singing Happy Birthday and stop at happy.
Yeah. Already off tune. And
I'm partly kidding, but partly not.
Partly not, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's good. Again, you're talking to other people and wanting them to be happy and healthy and successful. And so I think that's good that you're willing to just put your needs and desires aside to help other people. That it doesn't really matter if you're embarrassing yourself. As long as other people are having fun, then that's really all that matters.
That's really it.
So, what is, we've done this podcast for a few months, and what's one of the podcasts that stick out in your mind that we've recorded so far?
Oh boy. We've done a lot of really great ones. But you know, for me, honestly, it was Henry's podcast. He just talked, it almost felt like he was talking directly to me and just helping me to have more confidence, which I didn't say I lacked it. And there's a difference again, and we got to know the difference between confidence and being arrogant or, you know, full of yourself, right? And so confidence is just the ability to stand up in a room of you know, 40,000 people and make a fool of yourself, right? And so I really thought that that one kind of hit home to me, because at the time, you know, we had just barely gotten started with this.
Mm-hmm.
And in talking to him, he was just like, yeah, this is, do it, right? Continue on this road and just make it happen, and have that confidence within yourself to know that, you know, you can do hard things and you can overcome these challenges that you're going to be faced with. And you and I both know we've had challenges with audio and video and, you know, other various things within our podcast that we've had to overcome.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, for everybody listening that, you know, that probably has heard our podcast up to this point, it's not been a super smooth road for us, but you and I continue to do it because we feel it in our heart and our soul that this is what we are supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And take everything else away, that particular episode just really hit home with me. Again, I've loved them all.
Yeah.
Even some of the ones you and I did, you know, just like really rang home with me. Some of the quotes that we said were just amazing. But, you know, I think at the time we were doing our podcast, you know, we just, I think he was what, our third guest or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were really new to interviewing, and I think he kind of helped us through that process and really helped you and I kind of learn how to do this and make it happen and be successful. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. I was just thinking, you know, in our podcast, we don't do sponsors or any of that, but I wanted to pause and give a commercial break to, we just released our, what we're calling our trailer video today, and I seriously can't be more proud, and it is amazing. If you get the chance, and please do check it out on YouTube, on our channel, you can find it, Sprinkled with Hope. It's a minute long. I seriously was moved by it when I saw it today. When it all came together, it really was the vision that I had in my mind. So, you know, that's a commercial break for our podcast, but I hope everybody listening goes and listens to that, because that message just hit me. It really touched me, and I was the one that was helping do it.
Yeah.
And so hopefully you listen to that and listen more to our podcast. We, you know, Jason mentioned his vision is standing in front of 40,000 people. And that really is the vision that we want. That will happen at some point. We don't know when that's going to happen, but why do you think it drives us so much to have that as our, as the dream?
Well, let me start out with this and then I'll answer that question. But I do want to give a shout out to Utah Valley Videos, who shot that particular video. And no, we don't do any sponsors, and no, he's not paying me for this, right?
Right. But, so amazing.
But seriously, he did such an amazing job. So if you need any video needs, contact Utah Valley Videos. They're amazing.
100%.
Seriously amazing. But, you know, to answer your question, like why, you know, why do we want that vision, right? That's kind of what you're asking, right? What,
yep.
Why are we looking at that? Well, for a long time, you and I have talked about being motivational speakers, and that hasn't changed. You know, that's been something that you and I have talked about for, well, we've talked about that for many years, actually. But we almost kind of got deflated a few times by, you know, reading up about what it takes to be a motivational speaker,
yep.
Going through that process, that it's a long, arduous process, and it's difficult to get into that field and whatnot. But so I think with that vision of being a motivational speaker, and with this podcast, I think that we have this really clear path now to help us get to that goal. And really it is about helping people. And that's really what it goes back to, I think, is ultimately the whole idea behind it is how can we, you and I, help people with whatever they're going through? And we all go through something. It may not be what I've gone through in my childhood, but, you know, how to get over fear and things like that. It's the same process. Mm-hmm. How to deal with, you know, with turbulent times and getting through challenges and things like that. There's, you know, with some help and guidance. And that's why I think we have people around us to help us, is because that's what we need to get over those things. We cannot do it alone. And so it's good to have a coach, a motivational speaker, you know, whatever it is that you want in your life to help you get over that particular thing. That's what we want to be. We want to be that for you and for everybody listening. We want to be that help. And, you know, I feel like me and Shane combined have some great experience getting over difficult things. And so we have that ability to help people. And I just feel that to my core, you know, deep down inside.
Yeah. That's such a great, great answer. You mentioned a little bit earlier about the money, and it's not about that at all. That's not it at all. And I need to make that very clear. I think you and I have the mindset that we simply want to help the one.
Yep.
And it might be 40,000 ones.
Yeah.
But there will be 40,000 ones. And we're focused on each one of them individually.
Yeah.
So this really, for me, has been so fun to interview you. We did not go over these questions before. Jason had no idea what I was going to ask him. But in closing, we have what we call the double down dose. And so I want to ask you, Jason, what do you, when you hear the word hope, what does that mean to you?
You know, I think for me, hope is being able to know that you can get through difficult times and situations, and that the sun will come up tomorrow and it will be amazing. And so I think that when you grasp onto hope, and it's not just grasping at straws, and it's not, oh, I hope I get a new TV or anything like that. The hope I'm talking about is more of an internal hope, right? That if you're in a deep, dark place, that there is light on the other side, that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and that if you continue to steam forward like a train through the tunnel, that light will be there. And that light that I'm talking about could be literally the light within yourself or the light in other people. And in our video, I mentioned that. Shine your light to the world. Be a light. And don't apologize for it. Yeah. Unapologetically shine it to the world. And that's the hope I'm talking about. An internal hope that you can get through difficult times and situations.
That's awesome. So the second question of the double down dose is?
Love.
Love. How would you define love?
Love is, and really I think, you know, Lewis kind of mentioned it. It is a difficult word to define. But I really think that love is unconditional. I love you, Shane, because I love you, and I'm not expecting anything in return. That's the unconditional love I'm talking about. It's, I love my wife and my kids, and if they did the worst thing in the world, I would still love them. If they told me I was a crappy father, I would still love them. That's the unconditional love I'm talking about. Now, my kids love me, thankfully. But that's really the love that no matter what, you love that person, that individual, no matter what's happening. And we all have differences, right? And, you know, even you and I have differences, and that's great. Yeah. That's the beautiful thing of life. But I can still love you. I can still love, you know, those around me that I have differences with, and I don't have to make that be an issue of our love, right?
Yeah.
I don't want that to break that love or to tear it down.
That's awesome. So. Very good. That's great insight. So, Jason, thank you so much for joining our podcast today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It really has been fun. We thought this would be a fun opportunity to dive a little bit deeper into us and our listeners get to know us a little bit better. So thanks for sharing those hard things and also those great insights that you have. Until next time.
This is Sprinkled with Hope. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend.
If you like our podcast, please give us a review or rating.